Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Twebaza Mukama.
We thank the Lord.
Olwa kasera karungi katwongera mukubera wokwe.
For the good time he adds us in his presence.
Buli kiseera bulijjo.
Every time, every day.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Enkyagwa agenda tujukiza.
Tomorrow, it's you who will remind us where we end of today.
Tujagamba gundi.
We shall call out someone.
Jango tujukiza nti olimuweereza.
You come remind us for a minister.
Siwe wao.
Is it not that?
Itoveyo kutujukiza.
Don't you come out to remind us?
Ogenda kuvayo jo tujukize.
Come out remind us.
Encha wetukomye encha gwa tujukize.
Where we end tomorrow you come remind us.
Waruwa gamba encha sija kuja.
Say tomorrow I'll not be present here.
Bajja kulonda nze.
They'll choose me out.
Era Mukama yakulonda dda ne bwona dduka.
Till God chose you long back though you run.
Fe ne batuta kulonda ye Mukama yakulonda.
God chose you long back.
Unabo dduseyo.
Where you will have run out of there.
Yonagwa kwa kubuza byotamanyinga to ino mbimunyonyola.
Paul on someone ask you what you don't know and you have to explain
them. Agama mwe balokole bempulira.
You are the born again I hear of.
Nyinyonyola Katonda
chi. Yani. Explain me who is God. Where does he live?
Mwe Katonda ne bwo mudduka katuti
kana. You run from God on the pulpit.
Akatuti kaka kugobereza.
He follows you with his pulpit.
Na akakutera onna wakukwatirizako
before you will ever he catch you.
Yesu yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus man.
So tusobola kuduka katuti ka Mukama.
You cannot run the pulpits of God.
Just keep kiringa bulijjo.
Just keep praying for it every day.
Ebera mwete gefu bulijjo.
You be ready every day.
Onawe kakuwebwa.
Everywhere it's given you.
Osoboloka kozisa obulungi.
You can use it well.
Okufulumya ekigambo kya Katonda.
To release the word of God.
Mulinnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Ni baganda bo baliwa.
Where are you brethren?
Naye bane buli omu agenda kwekwata abantu babiri
babiri basatu. Everyone is going to hold on 2-3 people.
Muyige baganda bamwe. Kakati otuso okuyiga muganda wo.
Now you've reached to follow up your brethren.
Ogenda kuyiga muganda wo.
You're going to follow them up. Yes.
Ay, kubanga.
Because.
Sikuwanga ate mu bisitani.
Lest the evil Satan.
Ayina engeri gye tuli alaba engeri gye twetegekamu.
He sees the way we are preparing ourselves.
Kati awoza awoza buli omu.
Now, finds people in the isolation, it makes them get cold. Or in them cold water. The water of the dawn. You know the water of the dawn? It's cold early in the morning. That gets you in the morning as the day starts.
And
as you go for fellowship in the evening, and you'll be prepared, trained. Now what he does, early in the morning,
it
pours in the spirit the water of the dawn. You get cold. The day gets evening, you're just struggling fighting. Will I go for fellowship or not? But I will go. But I will go. Will I go? You're not sure. I feel I'm so cold.
Maybe
those who have come here forcefully.
Let
me just force go. I have to go. My goodness.
Yes, you ever see when you
praise Jesus much. But you have to fight all possible to see that you're reaching this place. In these days, you know the days when the Lord Jesus died for us. It was the moment of getting called. It was the moment of waiting for a great resurrection and the coming of the Holy Spirit. Others were going back in the villages. Found them on the road to Emmaus. So let's go back to the village. We saw they are going to restore Israel.
Thought
restoration is on. It's failed. Let's go back. Jesus
Seen
them going to the village. Going back to the village. They say the hope is finished.
For
one has been led in revival. Restoration, he died.
And he tried
to raise on the third day.
Now, tonight
we've not seen him. And
they
are on the road back to the village. You know what was their problem? Their problem was to understand in scripture. Their problem was not Satan in that time.
Jesus
came to explain it all to them. Yes, we've understood. where your problem is. You know, you came with your book. And we are going to chat this day. We are going to keep chatting together. The way of taking our lessons from ourselves. Others always claim Satan. But our problem, knowing the scriptures, if we know the scriptures, we cannot get weakened.
No.
That's not a great problem per se. Just some of the smaller problems. Those we have. But there is a problem. Knowing the scriptures. Even to put it in action. That's a problem to children of God.
That is this standard strategy.
Standard strategies we shall resume them tomorrow. But this day, I want to understand your problem. Our problem. It's to know the scriptures, even to put them in action. Not Satan. Satan is not a problem. God spoke word unto him.
Even
this to happen. No.
Brought
them to be there, but what to him who brings them? What to one who brings them? Him God prepared long back.
So when
Satan they attach you, I'm going to beat him.
But
our problem always
knowing
the scriptures and put them in action. After Satan steals that from us, then we see every problem and every trouble. Now what can cause us get called? Knowing what scriptures tell us in this season, to put in action those scriptures. For him the Holy Spirit is present to fulfill them.
There are
thousands of angels present to fulfill them.
Right
is behind your book. Yes.
Right.
Don't trouble the order of your notes.
At the
end of the book is where you write coming. You write
here
this word of wisdom. That's our problem. Our main problem is to know the scriptures and to put them in action. Not Satan. Yes. Because after we know scriptures, we know the power in them. When we put them in action, I tell you, we have the Holy Spirit to fulfill them. We have thousands of angels.
Now,
our problem from old, it is not Satan. But God already prepared for him. Yes. He already prepared for him. He said in Matthew, things of such kind will surely happen. But woe to one who will bring them. Imagine God. He prepared himself. We too prepare ourselves to pass through scriptures. At least if in the scriptures, and you put them in action, and you know the power in them, you have no more any problem.
Aha.
Yes. What does it speak in Matthew?
Matayo suli 18 n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Matthew chapter 18 verses 7.
Zisanze nsi olw'ebigambo ebisittaza. Kubanga ebisittaza tebirirema kujja. Naye zirisanga omuntu oyo aleeta ekisittaza.
Woe unto the world because of offenses. For it must need be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offenses come. Yes. The offenses, things which praise, which torments the children of God and the people of God in the world, they will surely happen. They have to be there. But what to one who brings them? The one who brings them. Yes. When we know that the coming of them, it is in the working of Satan. Satan already walked
him.
He's so much worse. God prepared to beat him. But church is what still hinders these issues. For they have a problem not know of scriptures, even to put them in action, be able to see the power in the words.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much. Yes.
Mubatisonika agamba.
In the Thessalonians he said.
Batisonika chakubira sura ya 2.
Second Thessalonians chapter 2.
Chokuja kwoyo alete byesitaza.
Coming of him who brings offenses.
Kuri mukora kwa Satan.
It's in the working of Satan.
Namanyi gotrage chizikiza.
All powers of darkness.
No one nebya magere byo bulimba.
Signs and lying wonders.
Naye ye agamba kale ebiyo na stand tuganyage na bikola.
Say all those Satan still will do them.
Naye zimusanze.
But what unto him?
Satan zimusanze.
What unto Satan?
Na bakozibe.
And his workers.
Emizimu.
The demons.
Na baweriza bo kuvambana ba bantu.
From the children of men.
Naye ali message zimusange.
As you know it that it does never war him.
Naye ali message.
Is failing this.
Banange.
My God.
Nina chigambo chendoza. Oli yagamba zimusanze.
Just say what to him.
Ne mama tazina musanga ko.
But not yet war.
Chiche chiganye.
What is failed?
Chiche chiremesenza zimusange.
What fails that it gets war to Satan.
Asingane bizibu.
He finds problems.
Mizimu je bajisibwe mugere na buyunaku.
Find in hell every day.
And what does it? Zisanze zibwenga wo.
Get destroyed.
Umwana wa Katonda.
The son of God.
Umuntu wa Katonda.
The son of God.
Aine chizibu.
And children of God have a problem. That problem
it
fails Satan to be
warned.
He does not know scriptures.
And
they are not ready to put them in action.
You see
the power in that word.
It's
written in Thessalonians we see.
Aba Thessalonike chokubiri, esule yokubiri. Noru nyiriri oruwa musamvu.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7.
Ti kubanga ne kakano ekyame ky'obujemu we kiri kikola wabula kyokka aziyiza kakano okutuusa lwalijibwawo.
For the mystery of lawlessness thus already work, only he now who restrains will do so until he be taken out of the way.
Olunyolw'omunaana.
Verse 8.
Awo omujemi oli n'alyoka abikkuka mukama waffe Yesu gwalitta n'omukka ogw'omukamwa ke era gwalizikiriza n'okulabisibwa okw'okujja kwe.
And then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus shall consume with the breath of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Verse 9.
Naye okujja kw'oyo kuli mu kukola kwa Setaani, n'amaanyi gonna, n'obubonero, n'ebyamagero eby'obulimba.
Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Yes.
Nti okujja kwaba abakola obubi.
Coming of those who commit evils.
Okuva mbana baba.
From the children of men.
Ngabe kobanye n'emizimu.
As they connive with
demons.
The fallen angels.
Kuli mukora kwa Satan imabega.
Working of Satan behind them.
Namanya mabimanji.
Much evil powers.
Gayogera ko Yeremia
23. Jeremiah 23. Verses 9 to 10.
Kya magenda gabwe simarunji.
Their way is not good.
Namanya gabwe simarunji.
Even their power is not
good. Geraga amanyi.
Even their power.
Gari mukora obonero bunji.
Involves doing much signs.
Nebya magere byobulimba
lying wonders.
Naye yakatonda yewerada.
Him God vowed wrong back.
Nagamba eri Matayo 18.
Said in Matthew 18.
Ndiyo natibigenda kulema kubawo.
Surely happen.
Naye zisanza abireta.
But what to the one who brings them?
Kati ani areso buzibu.
Who has brought the problem?
Ani are messages abi Satani asange bizibu.
Failed said that not to find this problem.
Yes.
Bana yetule messages. We have failed that.
Kubanga tuline ekizibu.
Because we have a problem.
Katonda kyatereza mu bana
be. God still orders in his children.
Kumanya byawandikiwa.
Knowing the scriptures.
N'okubiteeka mu nkola.
To put them in action.
Bali okebarabe amanyi.
That they be.
Agali mu kigambo.
The power in the words.
Ibiya wandikuwa kankano byogera kukuzza obujja.
Right now,
revival n'okuzza obujja kw'ebintu byonna.
Speak of revival and restoration.
Naye bwe tuba tunabimanya.
But if you don't know yet.
N'okubiteeka mu nkola.
Pull them in action.
Tugenda kulaba kumanyi gabirimu.
I'm not going to see of the power in them.
Kanga tubitegedde bulungi n'ebintu bikulirwa.
We've understood them well, God revealed to us.
Tubiteeka mu nkola ntandiko kukola revival.
Pull them in action, do revival.
Tugenda kulaba amanyi agenja
uru. We are going to see special power.
Akati gwazikira zikira njaga okutegeeza.
You keeps getting called, I want to tell you.
Wewe kwa Satani wadda akati.
Don't attach it to Satan even a little amount.
Kubanga yeza musanga dagwazi le messages.
Already worried you failed the war to happen on him.
Katonda bage ndokuba Satani.
God is going to be beat Satan.
Wenga wechi kayo no butamanya abo.
Stand in before him with your ignorance.
Nagaba ayeye. Bade mukubye nayo mwana ayimiride mukubye.
Stop him, but this child has stood in my way.
Aya. Kubanga
because
aganyo kumanya ebyawandikibwa
refused the scriptures
kubiteeka mu nkola
put them in action
That
they may see the power in them.
People said already
offenses will be happening.
Yes,
he has to tempt
you.
God say, woe unto him.
Yes.
If he comes to tempt you, I'm ready, I'm going to beat him. You know the way you fail that? You've come failing it. Church, what are you up to?
Look,
this man in the Luke chapter. Our Lord Jesus has chosen them. Is that your problem? You have problems with yourself. The main problem, you do not know scriptures. Let's look in.
Luke chapter 24
from verse 13.
Aulaba. Kulunakoro, babiri kubo balinga bagenda mu mbuga, erinnya lyayo Emmao, eyali ewalako ne Yerusalemi, stadiyo nkaaga.
And behold, two of them went that same day to the village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem, about 80. Verse 14.
Ne banyumya bokka na bokka ebyo byonna ebibaddewo.
And they talked together of all things which had happened.
Verse 15.
And it came to pass that while they discussed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Verse
16.
But their eyes were healed that they should not know him. Yes. The men were there in Jerusalem. Jesus crucified on the cross. Praise Jesus. They had heard many words Jesus had spoken.
Come,
restore the kingdom of the Father in the world. And the kingdom is coming. As the kingdom comes, it will be done on earth as done in heavens. Now, they come bury him 3 days. They wait the third day to resurrect. They did not see him. Now what followed? He said, let's go back to the village. We failed on it. All along, we supported this man Jesus. Before the thing has happened,
he went to
restore all things.
He restored the
entire Israel.
Those
words have been powerful, they have all gotten weakened. Now a problem comes. They go back to their village. They are all weakened.
Lucifer has poured
them the water of the dawn, that very cold. And they move back to the village. The greatest trouble in the moment you get called. God comes beat you, but because you are already called. The fire of the word of God cannot lighten in you. You cannot even hear
it.
Now, it's like this. This revival. The restoration of all things. The greatest and last on the planet Earth. In preparing all nations. For the coming back of Jesus Christ and the end
Chigambe
of the
earth.
It's a word spoken of many seasons, but the surprising thing
is
the times of its being fulfilled. It's where we've got
to
we get blinded. Jesus
too
moves there.
Revival
moves on. The Holy Spirit already came.
Revival
to move on. We are just wondering what
Amaso
the eyes are blind
as
if we don't see where we are going. My God.
Yeah.
My.
Namaso
gakuzibye. If your eye are blind,
tulabanga revival ye. Again,
Amaso. Don't see revival is moving on?
Tulabanga okudizibwa buja.
Don't see
the
restoration of all things is moving on.
Tulabanga katonda asindiso okumanya okusukulumye.
Don't see that God has sent exceeding knowledge.
What do we want to
know? Signs which can show you. But where problem is,
the
main problem is you to know the scriptures. To put them in action. Then you may see power fulfill all those God has come speak of. Just speaking of revival and restoration of all things. Spoken all through the Bible. But how dare we lack strength and power? Now see the problem. Yes.
Luke suri ya bini mwenya, noru nyiriri ole kumina mukaga.
Luke chapter 24 verse 16.
Na ya masogawe negazibwa balimoku mumanya.
But their eyes were held that they should not know him.
Orinyole kumina umusamfu.
Verse 17.
Na bagamba anti, bigambo chimi mubuza ganya nga mutambula. Nebayimirira ngaba otodde.
And he said unto them, what manner of words are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? Yes.
Omanyigoraba.
You know, you see.
Batambula.
They walk.
Banyumya kubigambo.
Speaking of words about Jesus.
Bamuzara wano Maria.
What did you marry?
Nibatugama musajja wa amani.
This is the powerful man.
Maria tiyafuna musajja
muzara man to.
Yali mwana wa kambo. Omoyo mutukubi ya mule.
What the Spirit brought here.
Ne tusubire subi.
Expected a great haul.
Musajja jayo gire ebigambo binene nyo.
Come speak great words.
Asanyi abafarisayo bonna abatuziza kutaka.
Francis beat them, put them down.
Abafarisayo bonna. Well, this is
spoken like one with authority, yet in this time. In this time, he has refused to resurrect. And
in this
situation is where we have hope that
he's
going to restore things. Even that Israel will be restored.
And
what surprise? When the Lord reached at that point,
he said the Lord will remember him.
The proof getting called is really getting called.
Uganda,
now Uganda,
in
this time on,
which
has to spearhead
revival,
and restoration of all things, the greatest and last on the planet earth, preparing all nations for the coming of Jesus and the end of
the time of God
called even the finances and the economics is failed.
Yeah.
Yes.
The
nation entire of it.
Adama
futa. But the petrol.
Everything,
the prices shoot up.
Duachi.
Why?
Guruza Satani
yowama. You think Satan is powerful?
Is it not
war
unto him?
The war to happen on him. But you do not know scriptures?
The few you know your faith
to them, that you see the power, that in the words. You've grown call.
No,
full knowledge thought they are the only ones who have
got called.
But the entire Uganda Satan poured in them the water of the dawn. The economy getting down. Everything prices are shoot up.
Will
it be possible this year?
Kumbi.
Yet,
mkuongeza mafuta.
In increasing price of petrol, God wants
oil
to open. We know that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is expensive of high price. Our eyes have not yet opened. We're waiting 2022 September.
There
are no people ready. For seconds and things. The other men even forsook their beds.
Waited
him in the upper room.
And
you go just
explain
how you're going to work. You go speak on the road. Will this be possible?
Kumanga na kasera revival mwei mukira.
The time revival is right.
Atama futa simani gabei nyo. Buli chumu chari nye.
Petrol is high. Even if the price of everything is high.
Invest
some things you no more can access them.
Satan is
in you the morning, the dawn, the water of the dawn.
I
arise you with the fire of the word, the much fire. To light
with
Uganda. You Uganda.
Never you.
I see you shaking. You're trembling.
This
has become the snow of failure. Even the great serpent you feared. It was also cut. Because when they killed this thing, if you put your finger in that the mouth of it, it beats you off. Yes. You cut
the
head of the snake, it opened the mouth
later,
waiting the last bites. You put your finger there, you see.
Mustani mnzokuwa mustani, buna umaka kwa ganzo tuka.
This year as it came, 2022,
na kwa mtufa ganyi zanda
bubinyo. And we rendezvoused him.
It's like a
snake cut off the head, still open the mouth. I want them to put last finger like bad last. I don't remain
the same.
You can't
again eat a word to a revival.
You cannot take revival in the world.
Let
me enter the economy.
Yeah.
Now look to yourself how you look. Every time you have to be heated up. You finish here, we see. Luke chapter 24, verse 17.
Nabagamba nti bigambo kibye mubuzaganya nga mutambula. Naye ne bayimirira nga bawotodde.
And he said unto them, what manner of words are these that you have one to another? As you walk and are sad. Verse
18.
And the one of them whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Are you a stranger in Jerusalem, and have not known the things which have come to pass these there in these days? Yes.
Do you
know the Lord to meet you? And you've gotten cold. You're shaking, trembling, wicked. As he asks you to explain him, are you a stranger here? Is God the stranger here? Does he not know whatever is moving on? We told him,
is this a stranger,
you don't know what is moving on in Jerusalem? Does not know revival has to start this year. Yet if he sees you, he wants to show you that your problem is not Satan. No. Not demons. No. The problem is to know spiritual them in action, that you see their power. Scriptures were spoken all
through
the Bible. God has spent years preparing.
2,020 years.
Acts 3.
2021.
He said, go back to heaven. All things you bring back. Now time has come. I want to bring it back. Scriptures will fail to put them in action. We are so weak. You see the weakness like that. You must bring your brethren back. My God. You see such weakness. You are so weak. Let us see.
Luke chapter 24,
verse 19.
Nabagamba nti bigambo ki. Ne bamugamba nti ebya Yesu omunazaalesi eyali nabbi ow'amaanyi mu bye yakoleranga. Nti eyali nabbi ow'amaanyi mu bye yakoleranga ne mu bye yayogereranga mu maaso ga Katonda ne mugamba abantu bonna.
And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. Yes. You see, they told him concerning Jesus of Nazareth. He was a mighty prophet before God and the people. To prove when you get called, even things which you do not see, he had already resurrected. He is with them. We wait for the Holy Spirit. Now this one has already gotten called. That's the problem upon us as full knowledge and Uganda. Yes.
For
at times you are many to the extreme ends.
You
have preached words elevated very well. And you confirm it, that is it. Tomorrow we are here. My. I will be right here. But
the
man apostle is just there. He's a very powerful man as he speaks. Even the water so elevated.
And
you see, the revival comes from here. But.
business. Naku zino.
These days, business is not moving.
But customer
the customers no more come very well.
Now you
are in your funny stories.
Luka esuli yabiri mwenya nolu nyiriri ola makumi yabiri.
Luke chapter 24 verses 20.
Nebakabona abakulu n'abakungu baffe bwe bamuwaayo okusalirwa omusango ogw'okumutta ne bamukomerera.
And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him.
Olunyoma olwabiri mu olumu.
Verse 21.
Naye naffe twali tusuubira nti yalinunula Isirayiri ate ne ku bino byonna leero zino ennaku ssatu ebigambo bino kasookedde bibaawo.
But we hoped that it was he who should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since the things we had done.
Nabagamba biri byonna kale bimubaddeko.
What must have happened on him? But there is a hope we had
that he's
going to redeem Israel.
His
hope is gone.
Uganda.
Bamusubira nnyo.
They expect him redeem the whole world.
Na dalabe chituka ku revival no kudizibwa bujjo kwa ebintu byonna.
When revival restoration of all things.
Ero mwaka gwe guno 2022.
This is their 2022.
Mukama wa Yesu.
Our Lord Jesus.
Ne Katonda Kitaffe.
And God the Father.
Na batu omoyo wabwe mbujju vubwa.
They send their spirit in their fullness.
Awamu ne 10 ne 10 za bamalayika.
Together with thousands of angels.
Kusimbula revival.
To moving this revival.
Wanga ino kubona Yesu yonna.
This nation spread to the world.
Kati tabu weri.
Now where the problem is.
Obunafu bwaffe.
Our weakness.
Obunafu bw'okumanya ebyawandiikibwa.
The weakness of knowing scriptures.
N'okubiteeka mu nkola.
To put them in action.
Tulyoke tulabe amaanyi gaabyo.
We may see their power.
Banne kigenda kwetaagisa okwekubiriza okw'enjawulo.
Brethren, we need you with great mobilization as you.
Tikwetaagisa gwe kenyini.
It needs you yourself.
Omanyi?
You know.
Mukuza revival wano.
Restoring revival here.
Mukama afubye okuleeta ebyawandiikibwa 10 na 10.
Try to breathe thousands of scriptures.
Waliwo ensonga.
There is a reason.
Lwaki oteekeddwa okuwandiika ebyawandiikibwa ebyo?
Why you must write down all those scriptures?
Era lwaki oteekeddwa okubimanya?
Why you must know them?
Kubanga bonna abimanya.
For when you will know them.
If
you put them in action.
Ogenda kulaba amaanyi gaabyo.
You are going to see their power.
Then obadde oyita obunafu.
Even what you called weakness.
Bugenda kuba buweddewo.
It will no more be there.
Era
aunt,
ono mbisitani gwe mubadde mwekwasa
evil Satan you claim
buno kye kizibu
kyamwe it's your problem
emuli damu mulabanga kizibu
you will almost see him as a problem
kubanga Katonda yamwewerera
dda because God vowed already for him
ate omuntu eyewera
the person who is vowed
aba yeetagisa dda n'ebyokulwanyisa
bye prepared with his weapons
naga musaleke wange mundabe
if you say cross lines to my side you see me
Yesu yebazi
bwe. Praise Jesus much.
Katulabe mukama afu Yesu agamba.
Let's see the Lord Jesus what he says.
Twaga tubuke mukenyeriye.
We want to skip some verses.
Katugende kunyola biri mwetano.
Let's go to verse 25.
Luke suli yabiri mwenya no lunyiriri olwabiri mwetano.
Luke chapter 24 verse 25.
Kale yena abagamba nti mwa basirusiru abagayavu mutima okukiriza byonna bannabbi bye bayogeranga.
Then he said unto them, O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Yes.
Isn't
that foolishness in you?
Muri no kugiriza ebyawandiikibwa bannabbi bye bayogera.
Believe scriptures the prophets spoke.
Musumba tuchogera tya. Busiru.
Foolishness?
No. N'emitima emigayaavu.
Even lazy hearts.
Kukiriza byawandiikibwa kya ekizibu.
Believing scriptures is the problem?
Omanye ebyawandiikibwa obikkirize.
You know scriptures and you believe them.
Obiteeke mu nkola.
You put them in action.
Kakati labako.
Now you see.
Okutandika oba okuzaliwa kwa full knowledge of God.
The birthing of the full knowledge of God.
International ministries.
International ministries.
Spearheading Uganda mu nsonga za revival.
Spearhead Uganda in the issues of revival.
Ne Uganda spearheading
ensi zonna. In Uganda spearhead the whole world.
Twazaliwa mu lugendo lw'ebyawandiikibwa ebitukuvu.
We are born in the journey of the Holy Scriptures.
Twazaliwa mu lugendo lw'eggulu.
We were born in the heavenly journey.
Yalutambulira mu Bible.
Moving in the Bible.
Okumanya amazima g'ebyawandiikibwa n'obulamu bwabyo.
Truth of the scriptures and their real life.
Oyinaje ogena kwewalira byawandiki.
Know where you're going to avoid the scriptures.
Wanga
because
we do not believe byawandiki.
We do not believe those scriptures.
Ne revival tugena jikola.
If every revival we are not going to do it. Because
azabuja.
He renews.
Yayogera mbanabbi.
Those who spoke in his prophets.
Abaliwo kuva kuluberebe.
Who were there from the beginning.
Yayogera mubobi byawandiki.
What is spoken them via the
scriptures. Tutabi manyo ogenda kola revival yawa.
Do not know them which revival.
Era wotabikiriza.
If you don't believe them.
Amanyo ogenda gajawa.
Where are you going to get the power from?
Satan is kizibu kyaffe.
Satan is not a problem.
Ah.
No.
Kubanga
Because
one who authority is already vouched for him. Let us hear.
Luke chapter 24, verse
26.
Techagwanira Kristo okubonyabonyeze bwebyo alyoka yingire mu kitiibwa kye.
Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?
Abiri musanvu.
Verse 27.
Nasokera ku Musa ne ku bannabbi bonna. Nabategeeza mu byawandiikwa ebyo byonna ebyamuwandiikirwa ye.
And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. He began right from Prophet Moses. Genesis chapter
1.
Explained the scriptures. Believe the scriptures written down. Put them in action. You see the power in them. Brethren, let me tell you. You know, there are among you people there. You don't want to write down, you say there are many scriptures.
Tell you
that's a great problem you have. That is not Satan. It is things troubling you. Satan is not on the list.
You need
to know scriptures, believing them, putting them in action. You see the power in them. That is what troubles us.
We ask
knowledge
is
only troubling
us. Right now,
what trouble Uganda to stand in its work?
So what
can open eyes to see how the work is going to be?
To
understand the standard strategies of God.
To
fulfill that work that never fails. Now, right now, know this. That God wrote down the scriptures. And he wants them, you to know them. He wants you to believe them. And you see the power in them. But the more we appear slow, called the foolishness he has spoken of, that is really foolishness. Not knowing scriptures, not believing them, and not to put them in action, that is foolishness. Yes.
Speak
to your neighbor, it is real foolishness. You know why it is foolishness?
For
something meant to help you. If you can abandon it, that you help yourself in another way, then that is foolishness. I would have said, look to your neighbor,
see how
foolishness gradually enters in us. Prophets overcame by scriptures. Apostles overcame by scriptures. And they say, what's more sure? We have the word of prophecy.
You
do well to see it. As the
lamps
shine in darkness. As if understood. All scriptures.
They
don't explain to end on him. Prophets never spoke what they wanted. But they spoke what came from God. As led by the Holy Spirit.
You want
him lead to you. You do not have
to.
Then he led them in the working. Yes. Let us read here.
Look. Luke chapter 24, verse
27.
Nasokera ku Musa ne bannabbi bonna, n'abategeeza mu byawandiikwa ebyo byonna ebyamuwandiikirwa ye.
And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
Abiri munana.
Verse 28.
Ne basembera kumpi n'embuga gye baali bagenda.
And they drew near unto the village where they were going, and he made as though he would have gone further. Yes. They moved to them up to the village. You know God. There's a point he escorts you into your coldness. Go encourage you to see whether you will wake up again. Rise up. Now,
as the village,
see whether they have woken up. Have you woken up?
Hmm? tubadde ne service ne tusose tujiyisizaako katini
had a service we just bypass the little
tusoke tugorokoka gundi gorokoka
wake up awake
aha
Luke suri ya biri mwenya n'olunyiriri olwa biri mu mwenda
Luke chapter 24 verse 29
ne bamuwaliriza nga bagamba anti tula naffe kubanga obudde bugenda kuwongera n'enjuba egolobye kaakano n'ayingira okutuula nabo
but they constrained him saying abide with us for it is towards evening and the day is far spent and he went in to tarry with them
onyeme 13
verse 30
awo olwatuuka yali atudde nabo ku mmere n'atoola omugaati n'agwebaza n'atoola omugaati n'agwebaza n'agumenyamu n'abawa
and it came to pass as he sat to eat with them he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave to them 41
amaaso gaabwe ne gazibuka ne bamutegeera nti n'ababulirawo
and their eyes were opened and they knew him and he vanished out of their sight yes
aha
yes
akati
right now
we are taking work abone rokomenye miko mugati
put a sign of breaking of bread
ne bajukira
and they remembered
mamba tulitojukira
we
yali naba tumenga amenye
miko when was the disciples breaking bread
uchimanyi ndi yanyonyole byawandikwa ngate banategerera
could not yet be realized
ne bana enganyo de byawandikwa era tonategera kale kamenye ku mugati
not yet understood now let me break bread
sije sibo umanyi te bategera nganyonyole
byawandikwa they never understood when explained scriptures
Anang
did understand
Anang musumba
isabise
yembera mbinyo
was a very bad situation
wendaira banenga kunnyonyode
I have explained scriptures
banenga nyonyode kuitwa kwensi yonna
in the worldwide call
kubomo yonen kuise
by the spirit I pass you this side by
the nkomi yangu kuitwa na kuise nenku isa
I pass it this side I pass it every angle
tegera ndio kuitwa kwensio nakusinzira
that the worldwide call is besting here
oh never nag
my god
mukamanga kubikulide byama
god has revealed secrets to you
atekwe funore jiwandi bade tuchaina muwando kwebuza buza
you have had any pretense any more in you
ugwe
you
yee Yandi kwa nabikunyo
tonategeera
bakalo tunamenye omugati
until we shall break bread
bakalo nale bakabonera
until you see a sign
tonakiriza byawandi kwagwe
scriptures you my
banenga moyo mtu kuvanyonyode
holy spirit has explained he has tried
sana nakira somesha
day and night is teaching
abikure byawandi kwa
reveals the scriptures right from
nabi musa ruberebere
Moses in Genesis
ebyale medde mitye jobula mwa ginyonyode olushukuru aliwa bichi bali amtichi anyonyode
has explained
akufubyeko
tried on you
wanda ko kumuntu ogwambe
that's your head and shaking like that
nino mutwe
over the head or what is it
mugaye mukama nyamba
tegere say god help me understand
nyamba tegere ko nyinyonyode
the step you explain
me aka kumpi tugera mweta nonyonyoraze okuyitwa kwensiona onyonyoro muri mwogusemba yo onyonyode revival nokudizwa bujjo kwa bintu byonna ongambye ndi enji kuzandiri ya burokozi omuri
salvation you tell me
the secrets
of the kingdom
nakumutwe gusana
the head pray for it
sabiro mtu wo
pray for that head
Kumanga chibinyo wali wa batamanyi wa debya wa
Very bad that people don't even any
Bote baina na abanyonyola
don't have anyone explain to them
Bubagamba singa tufuna tunyonyola yo ngabitano
Get anyone explain five scriptures
Tubitegera tugina simbuli
ya ukore Understand shall sweet move and walk
Niba naye mukamanga akunyonyode
God has explained to you
Manango swaza
you shame you cause shame a lot
Katonda abada ayagala ekintu kimu
God wanted one thing.
Tulisoke tukirije byawandi.
We must believe those scriptures.
Tutandiko biteeka mu nkola.
We put them in action.
Then tulaba amanya agabiri.
Then we see the power in them.
Tulaba amanya akakola
revival. See the power to revival.
Katonda asose tunyonyola byawandi.
First explain scriptures. But still
twai tunategera paka kumugati gwa lero.
To the breaking of bread today.
Anamala tuwa byamagero.
First miracles.
Niwe ruone byakoze lero
wewe. But it was still done already.
Wow.
Bengamba tusikwa mtu wobu
juri. If I say we stand up to testify.
Bani asoka.
Who will come first? Everyone has.
abatazaala bazadde
abaalwala
agalwadde agatawona gawonye
abaali
batugibwa
emizimu
beeyagala bweyagazi bamanyi n'ogamba abadoni kuba embweyo bwebaka bwebaseri mu buli n'olengera akazibu abadoni bembweyo n'agikuba
All those came from the scriptures. The bad thing
there,
you chose out and you left some.
Those will
help you and you left those to help the nations.
Yes,
they are awaiting for the ones you have abandoned.
And
when you choose out boss enough for you,
then
you have chosen up all the rest to be enough for nations.
But
you have scriptures, don't forget here.
Abaddon,
fasting, prayer.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much. Let's read, we see.
Luke chapter 24, verse
30.
Awolwatuuka yali atudde nabo ku mmere, n'atoola omugaati n'agwebaza n'agumenyamu n'abawa.
And it came to pass, as he sat to eat with them, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave to them. 31.
Amaaso gaabwe ne gazibuka ne bamutegeera nti naba nti nabulirawo bo obutamulaba.
And their eyes were opened and they knew him and he vanished out of their sight. 32.
Ne beebuuzaganya nti emitima gyaffe tegyokeredde nga girutyemuka munda yaffe bwe yabadde ayogera naffe mu kkubo nga tubikkulira ebyawandiikibwa.
And they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way? And while he opened to us the scriptures, eyes first opened, they said,
Wamma!
Yes!
Bw'abadde yatunnyonnyola mu kkubo, emitima obwedda gigye,
mpulira
omuliro,
ng'atukumamu
omuliro, atukumamu omuliro, atukumamu omuliro.
Bw'era
w'abadde annyonnyola ebyawandiikibwa.
That's when they remembered.
Oh, obedda tulina omumanya ebyawandiikibwa tugolokoke.
Scriptures will rise up.
Obedda.
All long.
Naye bannange. Ebbanga lyonna
nnyonnyodde
ku bw'Omwoyo Omutukuvu n'osamaalirira okubikulwa ne kujja n'osamaalirira n'owuliranga.
And you feel burning in the hearts.
Noga, hey, mokama,
say, this knowledge is just too much.
And
you fail to put in action.
Until
you show bread, you will remember. When he explains. I'll first get out of your hands.
And
punish those of nations take. And you remember, he was with us. And he
explained by the scriptures.
But hearts were burning in us.
Kitegeeza twalina okumanya ebyandiko. Yali atukuma mu muliro. Tusobole okuba nga tetunyogozebwa
Setaani.
Nga tetuddirira.
Musajja
Mukama waffe Yesu yabafubako nga bagenda mu kyalo n'abakumamu omuliro
ogw'ekigambo.
Bannange mukomeewo. Revival egenda mu maaso. Nga tebannabuguma mpaka ku migaati.
Heated up to the point of breaking bread.
And
they said, all that we felt in us, all the way he plains us. You know, we've been long on this way of heading to revival.
It's
close to 6 years now.
And
on the way to reaching at the real revival where we have to do the work. God has been there explained to us many things.
But
the problem we still have
is
not lighting the fire of the word of God to believe it, to put it in action,
then
you see the power in it.
And
God teach you his boldness
and
the great power.
Christ
in that power.
Jeremiah 27.
The word of God is a consuming fire.
If you
want never to keep backsliding,
mukuweleza katonda.
In the service of God.
Omuliro gwechigamu chakunda gwino keeping anga guvu.
Fire
bulichisera ngo.
The word has to keep burning every day.
Manango ino kumanya bya.
Remember you have to know the scriptures.
Do not kubikirisha.
And you have to believe them.
Atatanulo biteke mukora.
And begin to put them in action.
Uja kulaba amanyi ngakweyongera bulichisera.
Power increasing you every time.
Osobola kudirira.
You cannot weaken.
Ekintu chokachi chasinzo kuoza.
Only thing which cause you got called.
Ngakwe kumanya bya wandi.
It should not know the scriptures.
Okubikirisha.
To believe in them. To put them in action. And then you see the power in
Satan
him. Satan has not been your problem all along. For him, God vowed for him longer. God prepared for him longer. God has weapons of his wrath. The weapons which cannot be finished. He has thousands of angels. Which cast set heaven.
Neba malaika baba agwa.
Kuruoza
wano.
You think here. Wata
inza kubagoba.
Kuruoza
mburamu buho.
You think in your life.
Wata inza kubashindikiriza kufako.
Kuruoza
ta inza bakuba. Bafemu business yo.
Kuruoza
ta inza bakuba. Bafemu mburamu
ubo.
Bafemu
buwereza
abo.
Leave your ministry.
Sigwa uchire miyakati.
Is it not you failing that?
Shoka nolabe muganda.
Now look to that your brethren. Tell them. You see. You see you are failed or not.
Ulijoga ama mustani akulemesa.
All along you claim Satan has failed you.
Kati mkutegede.
Now I have realized you. All along you failed yourself.
Umugambi.
You've told them.
Uruwaga kakati
wadda. Somebody say now.
Kasumi wano muyeremia.
Let's read the Jeremiah.
Yeremia suri ya 23 n'olunyiriri olw'abirimomwenda.
Jeremiah chapter 23 verses 29.
Ekigambo kyange tekifaanana muliro, bw'ayogera Mukama. Tekifaanana nnyonde ya saya solwazi.
Is not my words like a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Yes.
Omanya agamba.
You know he say.
Ekigambo kyemuliro ogwokya.
What is the consuming fire?
Checho kabu checho so kukoreza obera wa guru.
Every time it can lighten you, be up there. Don't say that blows air in you. You will not get calls.
Sara wanti chigambo cha katonda. Bia wande kwa bitukufu.
Ngenda
kubikiriza ati nobite kama onkola.
Put them in action. My God.
Tufuka nyondo ya sasa bie chikwenganga.
Hammer crush every rock confront you.
Wali wo moyo mutukufu manya agata koma.
Holy Spirit has limited power.
Wali wo jeria ba malaika.
Itu kirize chigambe echo. Fulfill that word.
Ichiko mukorera mbura mubu.
It lightens in your life.
My
God.
Ngazishanga shitani
wo. And get war to Satan.
Katira bakota buwe badeli.
Now see where trouble has been.
Gwe byonabi obadola.
All those you got called that you keep
asleep.
You say, I get dizzy and sorts.
Banange, I
at times I don't
get
as well. You
first
called in believing scriptures.
Wawora.
You drew cult.
Wayongeza amanyi go amagezi go obuzaliwa na manji.
You embraced the natural wisdom, a lot of it.
Katuna na gamba.
And God says,
obamuganye chigambo
changi. If you reject my magezi
chagali mumwe.
What wisdom is in you?
Nara baba seru.
And deceive foolish people.
Aha. Gweno ogenda okusaba.
And you go to
wawora mbya wandikwa.
Gorozo
oli mugezi.
You think you are wise.
Umedata araba.
Is.
Laba musiru oyo.
Look to that. You think how many have you prayed for you've not yet seen? Those who say,
Mutume,
Apostle, now then you, as you pray for the television as you,
weka.
You alone, you
to
what has failed, you will not put scriptures in the action as
Akati,
you.
Dabako.
Now you see.
Nizabu,
me when I ask for it.
You're
not perfected for ministry. How will you minister
within
it? You want to minister
in
the way you are and you ashamed the name of the Lord.
Go and get a plan
of TV. You brought a plan of television.
Over radio.
Or radio. Who wrote it? It's God. He told it to who? That apostle. Did he not put a way to bring it? He put it there. Who have hindered it to be brought?
Being
explained the call, they don't put it in action.
Okay.
You have hindered me. Before we believe scriptures, we are not going to be able to handle this work.
Because
all the rest we speak is foolishness before God. As
you
say in Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 8 to 9. And he says like this. Yeremia esuri yomunana nolunyiriri olomunana. Jeremiah chapter 8 verses 8. Mwogera mutyan tulina magezi namateka ga mukama galina fe. Na ye laba ekalamu yobulimbe yaba wandisi ewandise bitali bya mazima. How do you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly he made it falsely. The pen of the scribes made it a lie.
Olinyoro
mwenda. Verse 9.
Abagezigezi bakwatiddwa ensonyi bakengetererwa bawambiddwa laba baganye ekigambo kya Mukama era magezi ki agali mu bo.
The wise men are ashamed, they are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? Yes.
Baganye ekigambo kya Mukama.
They have rejected the word of the Lord.
Era magezi kya gali.
And what wisdom is within them?
Kati kankubulire.
Now let me tell you.
Wali kintu kinafuiza
gwe. Which has weakened you.
Gwe funo
you as full knowledge.
We Uganda.
You as Uganda.
Ngobutakiriza.
Like not believing.
Ebyandikwa kyebikuogera.
What scripture speak about you?
Kwitwa kwensi yonna.
In the worldwide call.
Kubanga ebyandikwa ebyo.
Because those scriptures.
Ebyamara kuogera
ko. After they spoke about you.
Atumatuma ebyafayo.
God sent the historians.
Okuva mba European explorer.
From European explorers.
Bongere bakunyonyoleka kale. Boba totegere byawandikwa. Tegerera mu byafayo.
Understand through history.
Era chode tulemagana.
Still we failed.
Nagamba kale.
He said okay.
Kanyongere ntume ba
na. Let me move same prophets.
Kuva mu Uganda.
From Uganda.
Nobweru wa Uganda.
Outside Uganda.
Tuba tuliyao.
As we there.
Abaswedi abazi.
Australians have come.
Katonda ali wano.
God is here.
Kofaliwa.
We say where is he?
Katina ba.
Now see.
Katonda ya agamba ebyandikwa bikulemye.
Say your fellow scriptures.
Mu byandikwa nakuita mwana
gwe. Because I called you child.
Nengamba mawanga gona.
I told all nations.
Mwisa 18. Urusoka bakurokusa.
Verses 1 to 3.
Nti mwemwe naba tulakusi.
All you that dwell on the earth.
Bali abantu bali wansuwa migaja Ethiopia.
People of Ethiopia.
Kuyo mugatira.
At the source of the Nile.
Baba angayo ne bayimusabendera.
When they lift a banner.
Nebafuwe kondere
muulirenga
bebagamba fuwe kondere amawanga goga gamba fe tuliategefu
we are ready
bafuwe kondere tuulire
blow the trumpet we hear
okwata ka kondero kondero liwo
the trumpet you shake kick with it you can't blow it you can't none the bro
kubanga tomanye byandi kuba bikuogera
ko you do not the scripture speak about you
uganyo bikirizane bikunyonyodwa
them even those explain to you
until you
refuse to put them in action.
No kuchama chama ko mukubo lino.
Even your perversion from this way. Don't know in scriptures.
No kubikiriza kubiteka mu kora.
Believe it, put them in action.
Aiya. Umusajja aga. Mumanya chiba chamia.
You know why you always pervert?
Kakati labako.
Now you see.
Gwo kugwagwagwa.
You're keeping falling.
Kuri mu kugana kumanya byandi.
Refuse to know scriptures. Put them in action.
Bikukumire mu
that they keep you in the way of life.
Every
time we are dragging you, wake up, stand up again.
You
realize your problem today. You always keep averting on this way of salvation, the way of the heavenly journey, the way of the worldwide call. God's final work on this planet
earth.
Me, I know it. I know what you not know in scriptures.
If scriptures
explain hell, they are real.
You would
have perverted like that.
But
in you, you have what says.
Those
scriptures, are they real?
Omuntu ategedde obulungi ebyandikwa ebyogera
gayena nenyanyeo
omuliro n'obikkiriza oyinza kyama kyamanga
gwe keep perverting the way you keep doing it you
nzikiriza
me I believe
wadde Yesu akunyonyodde ebyandikibwa okuva ku nabbi Musa
gundi
gwe
you person
okyali munafu
you are still weak in believing them
n'okubiteeka mu nkola
to put them in action
tuvukyali buto
that's why you're still like that. That's why you fail to stand where he puts you. In Mark chapter
12.
He said. You always compare to knowing scriptures. Not knowing them. Yes.
But
all this you brush into the world. As you go, come, go, come. You come into pride. You bounce back in stubbornness. You move out in the world. All scriptures are problems your way.
manya,
don't want to know them.
Toyagala bikiriza bo biwulide.
If you've heard
toyagala
them,
toyagala biteka mu nkola.
Don't want to put them in action.
Nebi mekabi ya kakunyonyola.
How many have been explained to you ever since you sat here?
Soka wetu nuleko.
You look to yourself if you can.
Neba nage.
If you say but.
Mbakulekebwa munsi.
If I had been left in the world. I would have been a terrorist.
Kubanga.
Because.
Obanga neisha bwenti nga bantadde mu mazima.
I conduct myself like this and I'm in the truth.
Nga bantadde mu keji ya mazima.
Put the cage of truth. And they have explained to me.
If
I was in the world where they don't explain. I was going to murder, be a terrorist.
To prove you are very hard and
very wild.
You are
here in the cage of
truth.
But still you stretch your hand through.
The world.
You are lifting me. Don't lift me. You pass the head through the
cage.
You
don't
give me this cage. You give me of things in the world I eat.
You're
putting cage to you like that.
You're
stretching the hands through. But stop and get out of the
situation.
You align your head in the car of God, we proceed on. You know, you are like people in the taxi of Uganda. Though it is filled, they still move out the heads. They want another to fill up.
Katonda kuwado burunji mukumanya.
Given you full
na yeye mtu achaguli
you still stretch the head out of it
Mursi.
In the world.
Ayaya kugama walwalo utakisi taxi rwe Uganda.
Now you got sick of mentality of the taxi conductors in Uganda.
Nebo baba mukama kuwade malero chasura yo mtu.
Given you what's enough you stretch the head out. You're not content.
Akubye mizimu, akubye bikutawanya.
Cast out troubles. Sickness is healed.
You've
lost your proclivities. Still you stretch the head out. You want. You want to sweep the world. You know what troubles you? You
do
know scriptures. To believe them. To put them in action. Ever since Jesus hooked you.
He
explains to you, but you don't get aligned. Let's read in Mark. We hear
Mark chapter 12, verses 26.
Mark chapter 12, verses 26.
Naye ebyabafu okuzuukizibwa. Temusomanga mu kitabo kya Musa ku kisaka. Katonda bwe yamubuulira ng'agamba nti, nze ndi Katonda w'abalamu, nze ndi Katonda wa Ibulayimu, era Katonda wa Isaaka, era Katonda wa Yakobo.
And concerning the dead that they rise, have you not read in the book of Moses? How in the bush God spoke unto him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and of God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. Verse
27.
He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. You therefore do greatly error.
Verse 28. Awomu kubawandisi, najja naulira, ngabebu zaganya bokana boka. Namanyanga abazzeemu bulungi. Namubuuza nti teeka ki ery'olubereberye ku gonna.
Katuddeyo ku wali katono. Katuddeyo ku lwabiri mwenya.
Birimanya. Mako essuula ey'ekkumi n'ebbiri n'olunyiriri olwabiri mwenya.
Mark chapter 12, verse 24.
Yesu n'amugamba nti si kye muva mu kyama nga temumanyi byawandiikibwa. Newankubadde amaanyi ga Katonda.
Jesus answering said unto them, do you not therefore error? Because you know not the scriptures, neither the power of God.
Scriptures
is the error is we keep
doing.
The power of God, you've not seen it. You can't. You will never see
it. That's why
you made noise in those synagogues. In religions. Religions, you are like in a shrine. And they have been modernized. There is no knowing scriptures. Those you know as if they are ones which have been written down. That
You know John 3:16.
Then you
just get it. You have it just.
That
for God so loved the world. And he gave his one
begotten
son. He asks you how he loved it. And the son he gave, who is he? And those in his territory never understood him. And you move in the belief. And the scriptures you do not know them, you just have them. They are not explained.
You
move in a salvation that shadow salvation.
There's no explanation.
Shadow salvation, not true salvation. Almost it is false. Our Lord says, one watch cause error in the people into hell and shift from the way of life, not knowing scriptures,
even
the power of God behind them. You know what it causes you to error every time? Up to now, you errors. If God just wakes you up again, and you remember you have to know scriptures, and you believe them, you put them in action, and you see the power of God. Brethren, me, I don't know what else I'll do for you. Because what God did to me is what I do for you.
Me,
you took me the heavenly biblical journey. That will make me know scriptures. My work is to believe, put them in action.
Then
I see the power of God. These people still with sickness among you. There is a problem you have not known scriptures. And you have them just. No quick scriptures. You have the light of them.
Light
has to shine in you.
And
the light is of the word.
Enlighten
you how they have to be. If you have scriptures among you, you have them just. Not in knowledge.
For
in knowledge,
it
would have been in life.
The mistakes
you
didn't
show. Scriptures
would
just have
them.
You don't know them.
You don't believe in them.
You
can't
see power to set you free.
I
will lay hands upon you when you're still in that state.
I assure
you, there's no level you will increase and reach on. So you will be next near me.
No, okay.
And you have them just. Because me, I was trained in another way. I remember many years passed by in the era of Noah. And God said, my spirit will not contend with these people, for their days are few. Me, I don't contend with you. I already show you lies. If you refuse, your days are few. They will be over. You will leave this world. But where are you going? I knew that. And you begin struggle with it. I know. I don't argue with you. Your days are very few. And they're about to be over.
Yes, we
don't contend with those people.
But
their days are few. Those who live 900 years, cut them to 120 years. Even your days get more resistant anytime you contend with the Holy Spirit. For he tells you, if you will humble, if you will be obedient, you will eat the good of the land.
And see,
the land,
planet,
earth, and the new world.
He
tells you will eat both.
Yes,
okay. Praise Jesus.
So
where trouble has been,
That's
all things we do.
Our
weakness.
Our
problem.
Has been that
we get no
scriptures. We've
not just held them, just we have just have
them.
But we know them.
In
knowledge,
we
have their lights.
Which lightens
in sin, we live the sin.
Which lightens in goodness,
we do goodness.
It
have to first have believed.
And
then we put in action.
But we have
to see the power of God.
Brothers,
as long as I'm still on this world,
I have to
see the entire exceeding power of God.
Because I
don't just have them.
Because
I speak them in their
light.
I try to put them in action as they are. I believe all scriptures.
Speak
the call of Uganda. On behalf of
nations,
I don't have any doubt.
All
preparations, I am moving forward.
It comes to you
whether you lag behind.
Look,
you lag behind me. Me, I'm moving forward. Whether you draw cold, get cold. Me, I'll never get cold.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. Whether you draw cold, get cold. Me, I'm moving forward. I told you, Uganda, if you would have failed, thousands of angels will come and work. Because we have to connect heaven and earth, do the same
work.
If you still have failed,
angels
have to work
for
this work.
For
Jesus has to come back. Whether you want it or not,
no,
you see, you're refusing to work,
it will
not stop Jesus come back.
Now,
he's coming.
God
has to have restored back all things.
If
we fail, army of angels will come and do the work. But remember, if you fail, an angel to work alone, you have no rewards. Your reward is be of that your sin. You know it is death. That's of the lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now the time has come. You know the power of God. You know the Holy Spirit. The more you know scriptures and you put them in action, he straight begins to appear. For himself, he is the scriptures. All the words of God he told us,
and
the words I said to you, they are spirits. Now you see, you want a relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Yet, you
fail to have a relationship with them. How is that going to be then? It's not possible at all. You want a relationship with the Holy Spirit. You don't have a relationship with the scriptures. Look to yourself. You pity yourself. You just pity yourself. And you say, but me, what is wrong with me? What I want, perhaps I don't understand them. I love most the Holy Spirit. But I do not want the scriptures. You have a problem.
All
the long I told it, you had not known
it.
But now it's grown, you've understood it.
John
chapter 6,
verse 6.
Those who relate with the Holy Spirit, they have to relate with the scriptures. Those who relate with Jesus, they have to relate with the scriptures. Those who relate with the Father, they have to relate with the scriptures. You first read, we see. John chapter
6,
verse
63. Omoyo gwe guleto obulamu, omubiri teguliko kyegugasa. Ebigambo bye mbagambye gwe mwoyo, bwe bulamu.
It is the spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Hey,
yes. The words of the scriptures God told us.
banange
bwe
moyo kakati
badai the spirit starts
mboya maite maite move
okutambula kwa maji
mboya
we wait for rain
ngatona lindira byawa
before you wait for the scriptures
twali nkwata gana
moyo mutu no relation with the Holy Spirit no connection
gambie
oh he has said
ebigambo bye mbagamba
the words I said to you
we moyo
they are spirit they are life
te wali ngiri jogena kuatagana nabi na moyo mutukufu ngoreshe byawandiki
when you ignore what the scripture maybe
mugenda kuatagana no muzimu mutukufu
going to connect with the Holy Ghost
mugenda kuatagana ne myo yemibi
you connect with the evil spirits
ba malaika babu
the fallen angels
abaleka wa mazima
who left the truth
ngachitabwe
satan as their father satan
Ninga mwagalo kwadagana no moyo mutukufu.
You want to connect with the Holy Spirit.
Bane musoke mukwaragana nebya wandi.
First connect with the scriptures.
Icho kulala.
Oyagalo
kwadagana mukama wa Yesu.
Connect with the Lord Jesus.
Wamune chita fe.
Even the Father.
Kwadagana nebya wandi.
Connect with the scriptures.
Mukama wa Yesu ayogera mu Yohane sura ya
5. Our Lord Jesus speak the John 5:49.
Nebya wandi kwa
all the scriptures
they
speak of mine.
You want to
connect with Jesus.
You want to
connect with the scriptures.
Walk
unto you.
Nsomera yokano ulire.
Read me John.
Tori nankwatagana na Yesu watali
bya wandi. No relation you have with Jesus without the scriptures.
Yokane suri yokutano nolunyiriri urasa tumo muinda.
John chapter 5 verse 39.
Muno nja mu bya wandikibwa. Kubanga mwe mulooza nti mubye mulina obulamu obutagwawo nebyo bye bitegeeza ebyange.
Search the scriptures for in them you think you have eternal life and they are they which testify of me. Yes.
Oyagara Yesu.
You want Jesus?
Tagala kwatagana na Yesu.
You want to relate with Jesus?
Tagana na byawo andiki
with the scriptures.
Bikuremie?
You failed
Yesu akuremie.
You are failed on Jesus.
Aba kubulira Yesu luli bakugamba
abatia. Jesus before they told you how.
Chawandikibwa.
It is written.
Yatufirira.
He died for us.
Wakwatagana na Yesu kuva kusoka mu byawandikibwa.
Right from the scriptures.
Bwe waliyo kwatagana no moyo mutukufu. Ba musoma mu byawandikibwa.
The scriptures. Do not forget. A point at which you met.
Mashumba. Okukuba kwerabira kunene.
This is a great forgetting.
Nabushiru
even foolishness
bwo manya ndi chakushinkanya no mwagero
wo rina you meet that beloved you have
wali kuseka
sika it was laughter with that person
gwere kayo nyo kuseka
you stop that laughter as you'll see
eje hatukwasaganya ne katonda
what connected us with God
yali byawandi
they were scriptures
era bwe twasomerwa mu Isaiah
when we were reading Isaiah
34:16 ni wadugamba tusome tunaonya mu kitabo cha mukama
in the book of the Lord
katonda kitafu kwatagana soma
the father to connect with him read
te wali koragana yo na katonda kitafu
no relation with God the father without the scriptures
katome
Isaiah sura ya 34 nolunyiriri ole 16
Isaiah chapter 34 verse 16
munonya mu kitabo cha mukama musome tekulibula kwebyo na kimu tewali bekiribulwa kinnacho kubanga akamwakange ke kalagidde no moyo gwe gubikunganyiza
seek you from out of the book of the Lord and read not one of these shall fail none shall lack hamet for my mouth has commanded it and his spirit has gathered them yes
akuganunya mu kitabo changi soma
seek in my book and read
abasajja nga bamutume paulo
and like the apostle paul
shirabaga ndetebita obya banabia bisigade bya maliba
bring me parchments which have remained out there of the prophet I move to read them
kwatagane ne katonda
I connect with God
abasajja balaba okubikulirwa okukumu
and also great revelations
yokana
kubikulirwa
revelation
agamanali kuchizinga che patmos I was the island of patmos
kuruna kuruamuka orwa chigambo cha mukama
the word of the Lord
abasajja
those men
ayayayaya nabi Danieli
prophet Daniel
agamba
tinaye
bitabo byambi kulira emyaka ejo musibeje
babiloni captivity in babylon
god died
kakati waliwo agamba
now someone say
ate ba adam bakwa byawandikibwa
ki adam they got which scriptures
andi ne bamalayika be bakolagananga nabo nabo bategeezanga byawandikibwa
they worked with them they proclaimed scriptures
malayika toyina angeli wakutagana naye
it's not where you connect with this without the scriptures
manyi malayika yagamba nabi
dadi angel told Daniel I want to tell you
mu byawandikibwa byamazi
not telling the scriptures of
kuranga twali mulala ali kuluyiwa nge mu byawandikibwa bizo
scriptures
wabula mako mulangira wamwe
my call your prince
boya garaba malaika
that you want angels
and wabasome bibinja musa
you read them seven groups yes
no many trillion chikumi ngabo
ezidi 100 trillion
kakasa ngatona kwatagana byawo ndi kwatogenda kwatagana
abo
nebo bo basome no ba malaika
you read finished all of them
bacha yakuyambirwa chisechiri
they still help you because of the grace
ucha abaita ne bajja ne bakulwani
still call them come fight for you
what we cha echa tuwebwa
there is grace given us
birebyo kumanya
in the times of knowledge
okusanya birebyo obutamanya
in the times of ignorance
kubanga twaine birebyo obutamanya
we had the times of ignorance
neni birebyo obutamanya
the times of ignorance
kama nabiri diminga munechisa
God redeemed them with grace
natuleka wano
he put us here
ali diminge birebyo
to redeem those seasons
atuo kumanya
to give us knowledge
era wakati ayo yateka wechisa
the means they put grace
na gamba
he say
moyo mutukuvu
holy spirit
malaika
angels
ubawereze mchisera kino wadde tebanabiteka nnyo mu nkola
in this moment though they have not put them much in action
banga bali mchisera chechisa cho kumanya
the time of grace of knowledge
ne wana akakashanga chiweddeko
when we get sure it's over
natotadde byani kwa mu nkola doge nacho genda kulaba
scriptures and action is nothing
you will
see except only troubles
katusome mu Daniel yule
let's put in the Daniel you see
Daniel esule yekomi no runyiriri olwa 20
Daniel chapter 10 verse 20
naliyo kayogera nti omanche mvudde njija joli nekakano nadde yokwana no mulangira webu perusi erebwe ndivayo laba omulangira webu yonani alija
then said he Know you why I have come unto you, and now will I return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I have gone forth, lo, the prince of Greece shall come. Verse 21.
Nena kubulira ebyawandikibwa mu byawandikibwa ebyamazima. Sasi wali alikuluyirwange okulwanyisa abo. Wabula Mikayiri omulangira wa mwe.
But I will show you that which is noted in the scripture of truth. And there is none that upholds me in these things but Michael your prince. Yes.
Yari yena kwabiri mulumbalwa nagalala abamasaza.
21 days they fight with principalities.
Toja gene Daniel mutegeza byawandikwa.
Daniel telling the scriptures.
Bana ategere byan ko ya mazimba magara tufukire ekizimu.
They will become a problem to us.
Ko Gabriel ni no genda.
Gabriel I'll have to go.
Ndalo ne jiberawo.
The fights happen.
Malaika Michael naja.
Your Michael intervenes. Ndalo
pui no gena tegeze byandikwa.
Go proclaim the scriptures.
Baro byandikwa te byalite
ebuzimu. The scriptures brought problems.
Era ya mugamba gwo manyi kimbuso kuva mu
why a flight from heaven
njize kutegeza byandi kwa byandi kwa byamazima
what is noted in the scriptures of truth
byandi kwa byebiri mu gure banga you know
in the heavens all along
boya gara kwatagana guru
you want to connect with heaven
manyi twe panka
you know we always
Mathayo 18 wagamba
you say
tunasiba mosi nemo gure chisimwa
kulije tunasiba
mosi
nemo it will lose in heaven
egutoge na kwatagana aliyo pakanga muri mbia wandi
not connect with it till you are in the scriptures
nga obimanyi
and you know them
dua
you have been revealed to
them
you know them
obikuridwa obikiza
believe them
obitadde munkola
oraba
amanyi ga katonda
see the power of god
amanyi malaika gabriel yagamba yokana
gabriel told john
namamba
he told him
we tuli bakozi wabunawe
we work us together with
us akwate bigambo yo mchitabu
chi the words of this book
nemanyi jibu
i knew the problem
lwachi ba malaika tebacha jamunsi
why angels don't come in the world
kubanga
because
abantu sibede gifu
humans are not ready
kumanya byawandiki
to know the scriptures
okubibikulirwa
to get revealed of them
kubite kamunkola
to put them in action
okuleba manyiga katonda gabirimu
power of god in them
abantu bagamba
humans say
twagala nyo byandikwa byinji
we don't want many scriptures
era madini goga ako na negafwa
religions they god stunted the die you are there
mirembe maria kati echo chao nikibwawa
where is that written
na mubero kwa na yaba madini musiranya abantu ba katonda mwe
of religion you fail the people
nene bido bya mubiwedde ko yetu kayanira
chi your time is over why are you with you
ay 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 moraika yagamba yokana ngoraba
say John you see
mushinga mukwati
we if you keep the words of this book
isinga mukwate bigabo byo mukitabo
kye if you keep the words of this book
ah futu genda kola namu
we are going to work with you
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So singa tumanya ebigambo byo mukitabo.
So if we know the words of the book.
Yimba malaika bagamba namwe muleke bulesi.
And you say you just leave.
Temutulwisha.
Don't delay us.
Bane tulishije jira ba malaika.
We have the army of angels.
Bane kirize byawandikwa.
Believe scriptures.
Tununyo kubimanya.
Let's seek to know them.
Tubikulirwe.
We get revealed.
And
we see their lights. We walk by them.
Bibitugana okukola.
What they refuse us to do.
Tubireke.
We leave them.
Tubikulagira okukola tubikore.
Bane
mwe mtukuvu ayagala kutambula.
The spirit wants to move.
Tewachali budde.
Because want to work.
You are there,
just see that I'm waiting for angels coming. They work with you on what issue?
Apostle,
and you teach us all angels? And they don't come even the synagogue? Thank you for knowing them. But if you don't put in action, the things you do alone, they show you don't believe the angels. For you know,
if you
believe,
it
can slap you in the foolish things you do. You wouldn't have done like that.
But
just to despise their presence, it shows you do not know them.
To
just speak of them, you've never understood them. You just held them in your life just. Read me Revelations, we see.
Okubikulirwe sura ya 22 n'olunyiriri olw'omunana.
Revelations chapter 22 from verse 8.
Nange Yokana nze nawulira n'endaba bino. Bwe nawulira n'endaba n'evunnamu okusinza mu maaso g'ebigere bya malayika andaga bino.
And I, John, saw did the things and heard them. And when I had heard them and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Verse
9.
Then said he, said unto me, see, you do it not, for I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren the prophets, and of them who keep the words of this book. Worship God. Yes. Yes. Be a fellow servants with you. Yes. We work with prophets.
I am your fellow
servant.
For you are the
scripture. Angel, when he met this John, in Revelation chapter
1,
he was in the word of the Lord.
It
said by the word of the Lord.
So
we work with those who are in the word. Those who keep the words of this book. You see, my brethren, all that which is still failed, you connect, relate with God. It's the Father. To connect with His words.
Whom
we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. To connect with the Holy Spirit. Connect with thousands of angels. You refuse to know in the scriptures. To get their revelations to believe it. To put it in action. And then you see that power.
You
know the Bible says that themselves angels, they are the mighty ones,
are
behind to fulfill the word of God. They listen to the voice of the word. That voice speaks in your life first. The scriptures speak in your life. And you don't fight with them. They tell you don't steal. And you do not. They tell you don't fornicate. You do not fornicate. When they tell you, I wish I have one man, you get one man.
You get one woman.
The rest spoken about. Just before they speak in your life, they
can
speak to an angel to hear that he works with you. There are scriptures created and they are supposed to work for you. It's not
angelical.
Don't fornicate, it begins to work for you. Even before angel touches, the one he holds for you is one. Touch demons by written about you.
Abaddon.
Revelations 9, verse 11. You are the one of chief, find demons. He does not.
But this,
to do a work in you, you have failed, refused them. You see? You see problem? Now you say you love God much.
But
you do not love scriptures much. One man is out in the world. He says, humans love much to go to heaven. Yet they do not want to die. He was many.
Yeah.
Person has to unclose the body to
then go to heaven if they want. No one wants to pass through that way. People will cry for them much when they pass through that way. Why cry for them when they go to heaven? If a person goes a plane to go to America, then you cry. But why you cry is one.
In
you have the proof they have not gone and reached to heaven. That is why you cry. And you too. And you feel it's war to you.
You
too have to unclothe you to know sure where you're going next to. And you cry for yourselves. And you say you've left me badly.
We'd
have gone together. And we fall there at once. But you moved ahead of me. In hell.
Woo-wee!
And you cry. Lord, you've smitten me. He's not yet laid hold of you. He's laid hold of the one who has gone.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
But what has brought a problem is that for him, God, all scriptures spoke to beat Satan,
to
binding demons,
to heal.
He's ready to do them. But the trouble problem is on you. You have to know them. You have to believe them. You have to put them in action. And then they begin to
work
in you. And you see the power in them.
Yeah.
Are we together? Are we together? Are we still there? You first speak with your brethren. Ask them whether they are present. Are you hearing it well? Have you understood the problem? Not poverty.
Scriptures
which enrich the many here. Very many we say. 100 in heaven.
100.
You mean why don't they work? You think they do not work? It's not you failed them?
Blessed
in the village, the city, are they not there? What did he say there? You be diligent to listen to my voice. Keep my commands and the laws. All these blessings will follow you. Just follow you, don't
you
follow
them.
You know a blessing following you. You go there, it just follows. Don't leave me. It just follows. You can't just leave me up the blessing. It just follows you like that.
But these days you just
see, for them you know there's a problem.
It's
meant to follow you. If you seek them for the mountains, in the fastings, you have a problem.
Maybe
you've been holding the head, just sorrow. Who asks for curses? But don't they follow people? Or they commit things worthy to bring curses their way? Sure. Anyone who
kneels
down,
God,
oh Lord, send me curses like 10,000. Who does that? No one asks for curses. Why do you think they follow people? You to your and you wonder, perhaps I have a curse in me with myself. I'm tormented like this and that. It's me get sick like this and that. It's me struggled. I start a business, it collapses. Curses haunt you for what?
Baby Gamba,
they say,
you are qualified.
Only now, you are qualified for them to follow you. Terms and conditions for them to follow you, they are all over you.
What do you want to
say now?
Kubanga.
Because curses, they follow all those who rebel against the word of God.
Okay,
now before I go there, let me conclude like this. Let me conclude like this. Psalms 103 verse 20.
Zaburi ya sura ya 103 n'olunyiriri olwa 22.
Psalms 103 verses 20.
Mumwebaze mukama muba malaika abe. Mwabazira abamanyi abatukirize ekigambo kye ngamuulire eddoboozi ly'ekigambo kye.
Bless the Lord, you his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his words. Yes. Angels, they're the mighty ones. Some and one of the powers in the world. The thousands of the angels. 100 trillions. Revelation chapter 5. Verses 11. 100 trillions of angels. They are the mighty ones who fulfill the word of God, who fulfill commands of God, listen to the voice of his word.
We just put in the scriptures
it speaks.
You will not
quote it on the day you are in need.
It
has to be within your life. The voice of the word of God. The voice of the scriptures. You will not quote scriptures. They give you food. Scriptures will give you of evil. You don't mind them. You think those give you food. It reaches me work. They will say, we have a neighbor, you hate him. Yes. You hate your neighbor. Our neighbor said, do not steal. Now you've chosen out me. A hundred in heaven. Now, relation when the neighbor you rejected him. Yes. Always want to quote scriptures. Somebody say, but situation has changed now. It never changed. It's you changed. You want scriptures which give you good things.
That's,
you have a relation with them. They have their neighbors, their companions, and they don't betray each other. The other, they do not mind their own alone. They mind things of their companions. Yes. The speak to each other. And you don't mind of your own things alone, but even of other scriptures which provide, which fight for us. They think of the others which say, do not steal, don't fornicate, don't get obese, why second, arrogancy. They know them. And if you pass here, they say, you cast our neighbor off. That's why you quote scriptures which provide for you. They refuse. Are we together?
You've
been quoting scriptures, those you must give to yourself. They don't betray each other. They know Philippians. They don't mind your own things, but even of the others. Yes. They don't mind all of the
others.
It's the face of its companion. Sure.
Yet
they made lots for themselves. And they made a special line. This God is the other.
It moved.
Line by line. Line by line. They are listening.
Commanding.
The other knows the other. They know no each other. Like that. Yes. Now you come. You want out one. You child. Now they always say that you joke with the one who loves you.
You're
joking with the one who hates you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I want to call choir, take us in the hymn songs. We shall have the praise tomorrow. Let's go be renewed.
The
problem is to know scriptures. To be revealed scriptures. To believe them. To put them in action.
Let that
no more be our problem. You know God said, me, I sent my word.
And
I have to watch over it until it's accomplished.
God
is ready to watch over the scriptures.
Just wait.
Just you. And they are moving in your life. Watch over them till they are getting fulfilled. What
do I get on my
side? That is saying the Isaiah.
Isaiah 55
says,
as the rain falls on the earth,
it
waters the ground until it
falls.
Even my word is like that. I sent it on the earth.
It won't come
till it's accomplished it. He watches over it. For his word, Jesus, all scriptures speak of him. Means he watches over all of them. Isaiah chapter 55 from verse
8.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Verse
9.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Verse
10.
For as the rain comes down, and the snow from heaven, and returns not there, but waters the earth, and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seeds to the sower, and bread to the eater. Verse 11.
Abanga, ekigambo kyange ekiva mu kamwa kange, tekiridde gye ndi nga kyereere, n'ekirikola ekyo kye njagala, era kiriraba omukisa mu ekyo kye nakitumira.
So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Just
to see the rainfall.
Anytime
all the senior fruits appear. He says that his words, all words which came from his mouth, the holy scriptures, should not return back till they have been accomplished. And he said, they have to be fulfilled. They see a blessing in that they sent them forth. You, as you reject them, we will rise to stand for their sake. They be fulfilled. We are here. You too being enlightened of that, and you get out of it, then woe unto you.
He said in
the Hebrews chapter 6, verses 5 up to 8,
that
you've been enlightened,
and
you share of the word of God,
and
after you bat out of it, you cannot be saved.
For
you cannot bring the Son of God, crucify him the
second time.
So terrifying, you've been enlightened for some time, yet refuse to put in action the scriptures that they manifest the power of God. There is a special
anger.
Why God gets angry at people? As Satan. You know why?
Because
Satan knew the secrets of God, yet never held onto them. You, God, has tried to make you know. God has tried to make you know the scriptures. Don't accept the anger which fell on Satan right from God, that it falls upon you. After you've gotten enlightened in the word of God, God be ready to send the power to fulfill it.
Uganda,
arise. The world is waiting for you. God is waiting. The harvest of the scriptures
to
appear everywhere in the whole world.
Yet, Uganda,
you have to first have believed in the scriptures. You have to first know them.
If
you get all their lights, all their revelations, and you believe all of them, and put all of them in action, and you see all the power of God that he put behind the scriptures. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20, he said the kingdom of God is not in words, but in power. Power. We need to see the power.
We
have to believe the scriptures. Let's read the scripture.
1
Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. For the kingdom of God is not in words,
but in power. Yes. The kingdom of God, whom we know is the Holy Spirit, and his works of righteousness. Not in mere words, just as we read them here. Friends, these scriptures, these are not mere words. These are not letters, but the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. If we believe, we are going to see the power. God never just spoke, but he spoke with power, even to fulfilling his
ready.
Yet he told Joshua, he said, if I want me to be with you, first get strength. And the words of this book, of this scroll, they should not depart from you. Neither go to the left, neither go to the right.
He charged,
told him, you want to see me, I'd be with you like I was with Moses. You have in these words. Do not move to the left. Neither go to the right. Let's read, we see.
Joshua chapter 1, verses 6. Damu amanyi guma omoyo. Kubanga gori basikiza abantu bano enseno. Yunalayirira bajjajja baabwe okugibawa.
Be strong and of good courage. For unto these people shall you divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them.
Verse 7.
Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Yes.
He
told him. Let's come from verse
5. Joshua
chapter
1
from verse
5.
There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you.
Yeah.
I will not fail you, nor forsake you. Sure.
Yeah, mugamba.
He told him, there will be no man, any bastard of Satan, with the demons.
Yesu wa malaika ya mwimira maso.
Joshua and Angel stood before him. He asked him,
uri kuruani?
You are of whose side?
Zilanga matelia njimira maso.
They told me no one should stand before me.
Malaika ya mara kwenye nyolako.
The angel explained about himself.
The captain wa jeri ya mkama
antusi. I, captain of the host of the Lord, have arrived.
Na hii ya mungama.
But he had told him, no one will dare stand before you to fight with you, to overcome you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you.
Yet,
charged, he told him,
first go
be strong before I begin to relate work with you.
First
get strong and courageous.
Every
words of this book. Let's read the verse
6.
Joshua chapter 1, verses 6.
Damu amanyi guma omoyo. Kubanga gori basikiza abantu bano enseno. Jinalayira bajjajja baabwe okugibawa.
Be strong and of good courage, for unto these people shall you divide for an inheritance in the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Verse 7.
Naye mala okuddamu amanyi n'okuguma ennyo omwoyo. Okwekuuma ng'okola ng'amateeka gonna bwe gali, Musa, omuweereza wange, ge yakulagira. Tokyamanga okugaleka ku mukono ogwa ddyo newankubadde ogwa kkono, olyoke weebwe ng'omukisa buli gy'onoogenda nga yonna.
Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Yes. He told him, never turn from these words.
To
head to the right, neither to the left.
You'd remain
in the midst of them.
You know how we say,
"Not go to the left of the scriptures."
Not go to the left of the scriptures.
There is no
darkness you have to believe. Darkness of ignorance. Whether it comes from the right or the left,
meaning
in light, not to return from it. Light of the word of God. Light of the scriptures. You know when you move by scriptures, there are stories come from the right, even the left. And they say, but you too.
This world
it's you to be the only righteous one alone. You know. So you turn from it, you repent. They come from the right and the left. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
But he said the only way
you have
to keep yourself not to depart from scriptures. Pick them, put them in action. They should not depart from your mouth. You walk by them.
Mm-hmm. Yosua esura esoka n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Joshua chapter 1 verses 8.
Ekitabo kino eky'amateeka tekivenga mu kamwa ko. Naye onookirowoolezangamu emisana n'ekiro, olyoke weekuumenga okukola nga byonna bwe biri ebiwandiikiddwamu. Kubanga bw'onooterezanga bw'otyo ekkubo lyo, era bw'onoowebwanga omukisa bw'otyo.
This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Yes.
He
told him there is a way. If you speak, your life filled the scriptures. Even when you're chatting with someone, don't bring funny stories.
My
brethren,
they
cannot speak in the Psalms.
Apostle
told us speak in the Psalms.
Ephesians 5:19.
So we speak in the Psalms.
Yes.
Colossians 3:16. We speak in the Psalms. The mouth you can't keep in the scriptures.
Now they say
keep your mouth in the scriptures. In all your stories, all your entire life. If what about the eyes?
Because
they are one who want to read them. They enter in your life. The Spirit writes them.
And gives
them to you in the time of speaking. But a few minutes, you are on the phone. Smartphone.
Musika,
you are pulling TikTok up down. The stories you find on there, they're what you speak about.
Because
you can't speak in there.
Because
they're not part of your lives.
Yet,
want the Spirit to be part of your lives. You want God, oh Jesus, angels to be your companions. They say meditate in them day and night.
But who
takes the time what I'm thinking is written where? Deep in the night you're going to sleep. You are on the phone.
I don't know what you're doing.
And you're
not
on the scriptures. These days you have diversions of Satan.
TikTok. Facebook.
I hear Facebook. Many others. Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Many. Twitter. Many.
In our
phones, it's God who has bought them for you even. You have programs on
them. You downloaded
different applications. You think through them. You sleep in them. That you want God to speak with you. After you scroll into that, you phone.
And
you sleep, Lord, speak with me. Over what? Brethren, if you want a relation with God,
you
love God or you wish Him for yourselves?
You
know, these are different things. Loving God
it
means you keep his commandments.
He
said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
But
there are people who wish God for themselves. If a person wish a person for themselves, they are acting foolish jealousy over them. Yet they cannot submit and obey them.
This
happens between men and women. They wish their companions themselves. When you know that person just wishes for themselves and they don't submit to your commands or they don't submit to your counsels or they don't listen to you. But most people, God will speak of people in our mouth even in our words, but their hearts are far. Means we wish God for ourselves yet we do not love him. You wish him for he's the great one.
No,
people wish themselves big things. Sure. People wish ourselves the big and the good things.
No,
God too, though, because he's great,
we
to love him, we began to wish him for ourselves. But brethren, you meditate in this world day and night that you can understand them well. As written in the book of the Lord, then you can be successful. Praise Jesus much. Verse 9, as we finish, he says this. This never allow any day to get weakened. Attach it to Satan and these issues.
You
began to tell us in the Matthew 18 that offenses should surely come, but what to one who brings them? God prepared long back for Satan.
And
he have given you power on all demons to casting them. To prove God prepared himself
long back.
Speak much on the issue of preparing
himself.
Even reach to see that Satan has nothing like
any
strength. All strength he gained it from you yourself. Satan sought strength to get it from Job. He failed to get it.
He
wanted Job to sin a little.
Satan
will gain power.
But
he failed to access it. Job ended to restore to him all back double. Satan wants a profit of only 100 shillings from you. Then he'll go show himself before God.
Get
little profits.
He knows
he cannot gain from all of you once.
He
just gains a little profit from you. We told him one thing. Job, everything you've given him, he does not love you. I know he does not love you. But because of the position you've given him,
say,
me, I'm going to do something to him. The profit I have is one. He is going to deny you. Just a small thing. Satan, if he gets it, he says he has worked. For he doesn't work for big things except death. It's what he works for. Sure. Even those who seek for, he does not seek for them because of life. To steal, kill, and destroy. Before you connive with Satan, as you look to where your deal will end,
it's
killing, killing and destroying. You are going to get destroyed. You thought you were on which big deal? Don't you see you fornicate? You steal? You rob? You think anything powerful there? You work for death. You have to get destroyed in hell and the lake of fire. You deny Satan when it's early. The
things
he works for, they are very hard. Let's finish this verse.
Joshua chapter 1, verses
9.
Since enkula gide, demu amanyi gumo moyo. Toti yanga, soto kingit, sote weka anganga. Kubanga mukama katonda o, alinawe, bulijono genda anga yona.
Have not I commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Yes. You know Satan and his time, he threatens you.
And
it terrifies you, you get shaken.
He
knows he has begun to put you off track.
He
has begun to cause you to get called. You get called in the word of God.
He
gets on how he reaches you harmful things.
But
brethren, our problem, it is not Satan. Our problem always
is
to knowing the scriptures, to be revealed in the scriptures, to getting the light, to enlighten and sin we live in, to enlighten in the goodness we
do it.
You see the power in the word of God.
We
break and break the chains
those
of Satan.
Everything
he built it disappears in a short time.
All sickness
he put upon you in the twinkle of an eye, they are no more there. He knows your captivity where it is. When the Lord spoke of being anointed,
he said
in
Isaiah
61:1,
he said,
the Lord God is upon me. I have been anointed to preach the good words to the meek.
You must
preach them the good words.
You proclaim
all of the Lord,
finding
the broken hearts, the wounds,
causing
rags to be clothed with joy.
He
said, when anointing appears,
he
must preach to us the words of God.
They
must connect with him through the words. So, brethren, God wants to lose the special anointing. Anointing and power.
That's
the final work of this planet. But he loves most first. We connect with the scriptures. I want to request you not be minding the scriptures, to be revealing the scriptures day and night, to be living them, to put them in action. Go back cloth power, you encourage yourself, to see the Holy Spirit, to see God work in your life, going to see Jesus you are within, when angels work with you,
you
begin to write.
Amen.
May God bless you. Wait for God. As you get strengthened, you get courageous. In the Holy Scriptures.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.